Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, Associate Professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop and author of A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others. Joining you to review Orvain, a stunning collection of stories by Danilo John Thomas, just published in 2026 by Valise Books. The stories are set in and around Thomas's hometown of Butte, Montana. Butte was once called the richest hill on earth, its copper mines generating enormous wealth for industrialists and mining corporations, while miners and local communities inherited dangerous labor conditions, poisoned landscapes, and generational grief. The environmental devastation remains visible today in the Berkeley Pit, a former open-pit copper mine now filled with toxic water so acidic it kills wildlife on contact. Thomas renders this contradiction between beauty and devastation with astonishing precision. In the opening of Grunt, the narrator stands on a roof overlooking the Berkeley Pit. It's a strip mine that has slowly turned into a lake of acid, and it's gorgeous when the sun rises. Moments later, thousands of avian corpses litter the shoreline. After geese land in the poisoned water, their bodies chemically destroyed from the inside out. That collision between the gorgeous and the grotesque pulses throughout Orvain. This wounded land is still listened to and loved. The people in these stories are likewise shaped by environmental violence. Thomas's characters fish, hunt, drink, fight, and mourn against landscapes permanently altered by mining companies. Bodies erupt throughout the collection, drunken brawls, mutilation, illness, sudden death, because emotional and ecological damage can't be contained. Reading these stories, I kept thinking about Hemingway's Northern Woods stories and Norman MacLean's A River Runs Through It. But where Hemingway's prose often idealizes masculine containment and control, Thomas exposes the toxicity of this masculine ideal as another poisoned inheritance. Here, women fight and fish alongside men, and everybody's bodies fail. Their violence leaks outward, their grief becomes environmental. What astonished me most, though, is Thomas's language. The collection is dedicated to Butte itself, land of rocks and ditches, and the terrain shapes the sonic texture of these stories. The prose is strange, taut, and dense with consonants, full of hard sounds and sudden breaths. Thomas's nouns often blur the line between organic and manufactured worlds. Eagles appear as a wallpaper pattern and in the sky. Thomas writes with stark physical detail, but constantly reminds us that realism itself is a constructed surface shaped by industry, memory, and representation. What does it mean to write realistically about a poisoned landscape, about lives deformed by extraction capitalism? This is not a collection to rush through. These stories demand slow reading, rereading, revealing new emotional and linguistic textures. Orvain is an extraordinary work of ecological fiction, fierce, haunting, and deeply layered. A book that makes your heart hurt in the best possible way. Danilo John Thomas lives here in Omaha, where he is co-publisher of Octopus Books, managing prose editor of Baobab Press, and assistant managing editor of the Kenyon Review. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO's Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.